Amen. So good to have all of you in the house of the Lord. Sister Lamas has been faithful here for all of this summer, and she will soon be heading out with the Villas as they make their way down to New Mexico. We'll be missing them, but I trust that they will be blessed of the Lord as they attend a hot air balloon festival in Albuquerque, selling lots and lots and lots of hot dogs. Amen. And then making their way back home. God bless them. Amen. But we're thankful that you're here, and Chelsea here with some little ones. That's good. We're glad to see her. Amen. And all of you, thank you for being in the house of the Lord. Luke 4 and verse 32. This passage is sandwiched between an amazing event that the Lord would be reading a passage of scripture from Isaiah 61 and 1, and declaring the power of the Lord to fulfill that word through him. And the Bible says they wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they questioned, this is Joseph's son, isn't he? Don't we know him? Aren't we familiar with him from Nazareth, the carpenter's son, and so on? And the Lord went on to reprimand them in a small way. And they weren't real receptive of that. Their opinion of his gracious words changed. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill that the city was built on, and they were going to throw him off. Their opinion changed pretty quick, didn't it? But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Then he made this statement, and in the synagogue there was a man with an unclean devil, and the Lord delivered him. Praise God. So, God's word. Let's read together verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Praise God. And not only is his word with power, but the demonstration of his word contains a great deal of power as well. And thank God, that's the one we're serving and calling upon today. You may be seated. When you consider the power of God's word, you recognize that the biblical account of creation demonstrated incredible power by his word. Genesis 1 and 1 lets us know, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. John 1 and 1, he began in a very similar way. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And that Word demonstrated incredible power. And there was nobody there to appreciate what was happening. That is, they didn't witness, as far as mankind, did not see the worlds spoken into existence. The Bible tells us creation occurred by his word, and God said. And it happened. His word brought a world of wonders into existence. But nobody was there, as far as human eyes, to appreciate it, to understand it, to observe and wonder about all that he had done. He created something out of nothing. How amazing. Amen. And God saw that it was good. I'm thankful that's the kind of job our God does. Amen. God can look at what he's done. God can look at what he's said. God can look at what he's created. Say, that's good. Amen. He wasn't patting himself on the back. He wasn't tooting his own horn, as we say. He was simply observing what he had accomplished and recognized, that's good. That's the kind of God we serve. He's able to do a good job. Amen. Able to accomplish good things. The wonders of the world that he created in those 6 days. We have sometimes designate seven wonders of the ancient world. Seven wonders of the current world and the world that exists today. But it wasn't just seven. It wasn't just 12. It wasn't just 50. All of it was wonderful. All of it was amazing. All of it was incredible because that's the kind of work our God does. Untouched, untainted, unspoiled by sin. Amen. And God completed that creation. His word was powerful. But then God's power was given to people. Man created on the sixth day, man made in God's image, given dominion, the Lord declaring, "Behold, I have given you." And so much in the natural realm that was given to mankind at that time, and so much more in the spiritual realm that God would give to us in this day and this hour. And God saw that it was very good. That's how he observed his creation. Amen. And man then able to observe, able to work, able to walk, able to see what God had created and all the wonders that were there. God said it's not good for man to be alone. And so Eve was created from Adam's side to be near and dear to him. Young people, it's important to understand to allow the Lord to bring your mate into your life. Amen. I don't know that you actually have to go to sleep like Adam did, but the point is, don't be, you know, all caught up. Don't be all pursuing. Don't be all involved. Let the Lord bring that one into your life that he wants you to have. I think that's a good plan and a good way to work with it. Amen. He'll order your steps. He'll guide you. He'll provide for you. He'll minister to you. Praise God. But out of Adam's side came his bride, just like Jesus on the cross, blood and water coming out of his side, the elements of salvation for the church. Thank God that he would provide for us in that way as well. His precious blood to cleanse us from sin, the waters of baptism to remit our sins in his wonderful name. Thank God that he would provide and minister to us in that way. But man was given the power of choice, the power to choose. Adam and Eve could choose what they were going to do. And as the having the responsibility for the garden, they would choose where were they going to work. They would choose what they were going to do. They would choose to meet the Lord in the cool of the day when the Lord would come and meet with them. And that continued for an uninterrupted space where they enjoyed the blessings of God. But finally, there came the day that Satan corrupted that choice. The devil himself had made a wrong choice and was cast out of heaven. And so then he came to God's creation as the devil of deceit. And if it had been just a trick, if it had just been a situation where he fooled them and then there was a laugh or there was a handshake and so on, and then fellowship continued, that would be one thing. But the devil is not only the devil of deceit. He is the devil of destruction. And his goal is your eternal destruction. And so it's not something that can be joked about or looked at and felt like it doesn't really matter. It's just something that happened. No, Eve chose the forbidden fruit. Adam likewise ate of it, and they were cast out. They lost the presence of God, the source of the power that they could enjoy. But thank God the story does not end there. Thank the Lord. That's just the first three chapters of the Bible. Amen. The rest of the chapters that number into the thousands would help us to understand the Lord desired for that restoration to take place. The Lord desired for his creation to come back into fellowship with him in purity and innocence. The Lord desired that his power be restored to his people. And Jesus is the fulfillment of that restoration. Thank God that prophecy would be given time and again of what the Lord would accomplish, how he would be the shepherd, how he would provide for the lambs. He is God in the flesh. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Thank God that we know his power and his blessing to come and minister to us and provide that situation where we can have power restored. John 1 and 12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There is power to become as we walk with the Lord, as we serve him, as we obey him. Thank God in verse 13 of that same chapter of John chapter 1, 13, we are born of God. Amen. Amen. A new birth that the Lord would give us. Water, born of the water, is baptism in the wonderful name of Jesus. Born of the Spirit, receiving the Holy Ghost. Thank God. As we sing about it, I think about the Lord. Oh, when I think about the Lord. Amen. And not just look in the past, not just look in what happened back then, but to recognize he's still healing, he's still filling, he's still saving. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can know his power in a great way. Because not only has he given us power to become, he has given us power to overcome. Amen. The power and the blessing of the Lord in Luke 10 and 19. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, in Alaska, it's not natural for us to have serpents and scorpions. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. But they are there in the spiritual realm. Amen. They are there in opposition to your spiritual walk. They are there in small, insignificant things that would not seem to matter and not seem to be a problem. But oh, my God gives you power to step on them. Hallelujah. To know that there can be victory. There can be power. There can be blessing that the Lord desires to bring into your experience, that no matter what it is and no matter what you face, no matter the weapon that is formed against you, you can be victorious and overcoming. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful the prophecy from Genesis 3:15 is still being fulfilled, where there would be the bruising of the serpent's head. Yes, he would bruise the seed of the woman, or Jesus' heel, and that happened on the cross. But thank God the Lord came forth after his resurrection and bruised the head of the serpent, bruised the head of Satan. And Romans 16 and 20 gives us this promise: the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Thank God that there is going to be that victory that is final, a victory that is complete, a victory that is everlasting. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the victories that we have as we walk with God from day to day. And there are times that the battle seems to be almost overwhelming. But I'm thankful God has promised to bring us into victory. And there will be that eternal victory. Hallelujah. And the apostle goes on to say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And we have his grace, and we have his presence, we have his power. And he said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy. Ephesians 6 and 11 lets us know there's a shield of faith. Praise God. A shield of faith along with all the other armor. A shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. 1 John 5 and 4 lets us know that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Thank God that our faith in his word, our faith in his power, our faith in the move of the Spirit of God and the direction that the Lord would provide for us is going to help us to overcome the world. Power to overcome is what our God has given us. Submit yourself to God, James 4 and 7 says. Resist the devil and he will flee. Thank God that there is power to overcome. You see, the power of the word of Jesus is what we rely upon. Our words sometimes seem so empty. We don't know what to say in a time of an emergency, in a time of loss. It seems like the words are empty. They don't matter. And when we're in that situation and we need to hear something, sometimes it seems so difficult to be able to find what it is that we can rest our hope in. John 16 and 33, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." Hallelujah. "Be of good cheer," Jesus said. "I have overcome the world." Oh, friend, when you have his presence, when you have his word, when you have his spirit, when you have his name, there is overcoming power that God gives to you, that you can overcome the world as well. Hallelujah. There is power in his word. Amen. I'm thankful the disciples walked with the Lord over 3 years and they saw many powerful events. They were there in Luke chapter 4. They heard him read from that passage in Isaiah. They heard him speak about the deliverance that came to the widow of Zarephath and to Naaman the leper. And they saw as the people were infuriated and tried to thrust Jesus off the hill, but he walked through them. And then the next moment, as it were, they saw him deliver that man who was possessed of a devil in the synagogue. And on it went from there. They saw so many things because of the power that the Lord would desire to demonstrate. And then they heard the promise. "I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Praise God. And they received that power because the Lord desires that we walk with him in power. A power walk. Not just for exercise, not just for a weight loss program. No, no. All of the things that fall into those categories, I suppose, are important. But oh, a power to walk in his spirit. Praise God. Amen. And a witness that would cause us to not only walk the walk, but to talk the talk, or however you would arrange that. There are so many today who can talk the talk, but can't walk the walk. God help us to understand our lives are a witness. Not just what we say, but what we do. Amen. Actions speak louder than words, and how God would desire us to show our actions to demonstrate his power. The promise of power is to be a witness. "You will receive power to testify about me with great effect," is how Jesus said in the Living Bible translation of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. "You will receive power to testify about me with great effect." And it's no wonder then that Peter would get up and preach about the resurrection. Amen. And in chapter 3, the resurrection. Chapter 4, the resurrection. Over and over and over again, it happens that they lifted up the name of Jesus and the fact that he is alive and not dead. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful today that we can understand the resurrection is not just an Easter story, but it's something that's powerful. It's something that's alive. It's something that's real. It's something that imparts power to you and I today, and we can understand his word that he ministers to us is with power. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful that we can be a power witness. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." In John chapter 9 and verse 4. And then Jesus did the work that turned a night into day for that young man who had never seen a day in his life, never had witnessed visually a sunrise. Perhaps he could feel the sun's rays upon him. He could hear the rooster crow. He could know it's morning. But he had never seen the beautiful rays of the sun as it came over the eastern sky and lit up the horizon and so on. But Jesus did the work for him in that day. Hallelujah. He described the work that he must accomplish, the works of him that sent me. And thank God that healing took place for that young man in that day. The lame man in Acts chapter 3 being healed and standing both literally and figuratively with Peter and John as they were interrogated by the authorities and trying to get them to quiet down and so on. In Acts 4 and 13, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Thank God. That's what makes the difference. They could assess them. They could evaluate them. They could categorize them and say, they're really not going to amount to anything. But they took note that they had been with Jesus. I read the words of the reporter, a reporter in Anchorage that makes church visits, Pastor John. He steps in as a reporter. He observes the service. He evaluates the format, and he visits with the people. He said this. He makes visits to consistent churches that offer warm greetings, Christian hospitality, music for worship and not entertainment, strong Bible-centered messages. He said, I love to bask in the warmth of true Christian values. Well, as far as I know, he hasn't come to Sterling. But if he were to visit Sterling UPC, I think he would find out we have a greeter at the door, but the whole church is greeters. Amen. He would feel the anointed worship that the worship team is able to offer to the Lord, not for entertainment, worship to the Lord. He'd be invited to share groups where he would be able to enjoy great Christian hospitality. He would hear messages that are centered on Scripture, not just from the pastor, but from our young people as well who share Scripture. Hallelujah. But most important, he would come into a group of people who would have been in the presence of Jesus. And they would know that he is alive. They would know that he is powerful. They would know that his word ministers to hearts and lives today. Oh, the most important thing. All of those aspects, all of the things are vital. But the most important is, have you been with Jesus? Have you heard him? Have you been touched by him? Have you been blessed by him? Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. They went from that place in Acts chapter 4, persecuted. Told not to teach or preach in that name anymore. And after in verse 12, Peter declaring to them all, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. They weren't going to be backed into a corner. They weren't going to be put in reserve. They weren't going to shut up. They just went right on, praise God, persecution or not. I'm glad they went to a place of prayer. And in verse 29 of Acts 4, here's what they prayed for. They prayed for boldness. Grant unto thy servants, they prayed, that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And God answers prayer. Two verses later, God answered prayer in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Oh, God delights in answering that kind of prayer, that there would be a holy boldness that would grip us, that we can't sit down, we can't shut up. Amen. Oh, this is not a time to shut up. This is a time to stay filled up and to speak up and to stand up. Because God's going to take us up. Hallelujah. And his power is going to be displayed in our midst. Power to work. Power work. Amen. There's still power in his word. Thank God that we can rejoice in the wonders of his word that are still being performed. It's been 4 years now since we witnessed the healing of AJ after being blind for 11 years as a result of a gunshot wound and a drug deal gone bad. I'm glad that he's not under the power of drugs anymore. Amen. There isn't a day so bad that a drink can't make it worse. And yet there are a lot of people who feel like being under the power of alcohol is not a bad thing. One man said, "Drugs gave me wings to fly, but drugs took away my sky." Oh yeah, empty promises. Empty power that just deteriorates and tears down and brings to nothing. That's not the power of my God. Oh, yeah, there's power in those things. There's pleasure in sin. The Bible lets us know there's pleasure in sin, but it's just for a season. It's just for a short time. And then there's captivity, and then there's destruction, and then there's problems. But oh, thank God, we can step into the power of the Lord. Amen. And like AJ had his sight restored, recognize my God is still the God of miracles. My God still does a work of power and blessing. Hallelujah. Thank God that our AJ sitting right here was diagnosed by the doctor to have the worst case of asthma that he had seen. But oh, thank God. Stand up, AJ. Thank God that the Lord knows how to bring healing. The Lord knows how to bring strength. The Lord knows how to reveal his power. Hallelujah. So that every now and then we see AJ running around the church right here. Oh, we might say, wait a minute, he's got asthma. Wait a minute, he's not supposed to do that. But oh, thank God, my Lord knows how to show the power of his word, the power of his healing, the power of his strength. Glory to God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a pastor in Spokane who's finishing up his service right now, reading from the Word of God, reading the power and the blessing that the Lord brought to him because as a young man, 15 years old, and being concerned that he can't see, his central vision being taken away, pretty soon the peripheral vision being gone, the scarring that is even now on his retina that the doctors are amazed about, and it was a Christian doctor that he was visiting, and the man was looking at the picture saying, "Praise God, how is this happening? How can this be? Praise God. This is amazing." Amen. But all the scarring that was there on Pastor Greg's retinas did not keep him from reading the Word of God and preaching the Word of God and seeing the power that God would bring forth. Oh, thank God for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Brother Eichert, as a worship leader, you see him up here worshiping God. There was a problem with his heart that the doctors were trying to diagnose. They did some ablations and a surgery procedure, but there was still some power, some problems. But oh, my God demonstrated his power. And you'll see Brother Eichert going ahead and worshiping and lifting up the Lord and exalting his name because my God has power in his word. Now, I'm not here to pick a fight with any other religion, but I just want to ask, where are the miracles? Where is the power? Where is the demonstration? But my God continues to bring forth his power. He continues to show the glory that is associated with his name. He continues to demonstrate that there is power. You may be seated. God bless you. Oh, I'm thankful that his word is with power. His words bring spirit. His words bring life. And it's abundant life that he provides, eternal life that he provides. And Paul was determined that his preaching would demonstrate that power. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, he said, "My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Now, the wisdom of men we know is essential at times. Thank God for wise men like Brother Blackshear who can advise and give direction and point out situations and help us to navigate our way through some difficulties and through some problems. Man's wisdom, as God anoints and provides, is wonderful. But the words of man's wisdom are not good enough. They're good, but not good enough when it comes to salvation. Thank God that I put my trust in the words of our Lord, because we need spirit. We need power. Our faith is in the power of God. Hallelujah. We get our doctrine from the Word of God, just like Jesus did. Doctrine from the Word, so that there would be power that would come forth in His name. The apostle said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. Paul preached on three continents. He served his generation and many others. And he still continued to preach the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Would you stand with me today? I just want to ask you. I just want to let you know that no matter what power word you need today, my Jesus is able to bring it forth. The one who stilled the storm and said, peace be still, can speak peace to your heart and your mind today, no matter how topsy-turvy your world as it currently is might be. The one who said, rise up, and whether they needed healing in their legs or healing in their hearts, my God said, rise up, and his resurrection power was demonstrated. Hallelujah. The one who said, be healed, is the one today who stands behind his word. He's still seeking to save the lost. Praise God. And I'm thankful that we could put our trust in him. I'm thankful that we can look to him. Would you close your eyes for just a moment? I want us to just shut everything else out. Shut out our concerns, our problems, our needs. Shut out what we're going to do for the rest of the day, where we're going to eat lunch, all of those things. Just shut it out right now for a moment. And let's concentrate on the one whose word is with power. And whatever need you have today, whatever power word you need, I'm thankful that we can put our trust in the Lord. It's not my word. It's not my power. No, that would be cheating you. And very inadequate. But our God, with his power, is able to minister to you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we need you. Jesus, we're not adequate. We're not sufficient in ourselves. You're our sufficiency, Lord. Jesus, we need you. Let your power minister to our hearts. Let your power fill us today in your spirit. Let your power heal in the name of Jesus. I invite you to come to the front now and find your answer. I invite you to come and stand in this altar area now. Let's reach out to God together for the need that he desires to meet for you. Hallelujah. Go ahead and squeeze right on in. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let his awesome power minister to you right now. Let his spirit do a work of power and of might for you. Oh, our God's an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good, let's raise our hands now and ask the Lord to help us. We're surrendering to you, Lord. Oh, God, we're desiring you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to put it in the hands of the Lord. Whatever your need is right now, I want you to put it in his nail-scarred hands. Come on, reach out for him. Let him bless you. Let him help you. Let him strengthen you. Let him take your problem and give you his answer.
Is an awesome God.